In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So as I was thinking about this morning's gospel reading, and I was thinking about what I wanted to say, I began to think about my children. And I began to think about one of the things that is, for lack of a better way of saying it, quite difficult and annoying to my wife and I. And it happens when it's finally peaceful and quiet in the house. The kids are probably watching TV and we're sitting together at the kitchen counter and we're kind of talking. And all of a sudden we hear a voice. It's usually Lucia's. And all of a sudden she says, "I'm hungry. I'm thirsty." And I say to her, "Well, come and get something to drink and something to eat." And her answer to me is always this, "Well, I can't." I say, "Why not?" "I'm too little." "You're too little." The issue with little Lucia is that sometimes she is too little. Sometimes she can't reach the milk, or sometimes she has a hard time getting to this or that. But in reality, what Lucia is really telling me is, I don't want to stop watching my show for a minute. I don't want to press pause, because all of us know nowadays, nothing's really live anymore. You can DVR it or whatever you can do, right? You can stop it there, come back, and it starts where you stopped it. So what she's really saying is, not that I can't, but I don't want to. And this got me thinking about me and what we sometimes do, don't we? Sometimes there are things in our lives that we say, "I can't do that." And the reality is, many times we don't want to do it. Now, there are some times where there might be things in our lives that are challenging, and we say, "There's no way I can do that. I'm not big enough. I'm not wealthy enough. I'm not smart enough." Whatever it might be, these challenges do come up. But what we're being reminded of in this morning's gospel is, maybe alone you can't do it. Maybe you do need a little bit of help, but Christ is there to help you. What you have to do, though, is remember to make an offering to him. And that's exactly what we saw this morning. Our gospel reading this morning is reminding us that with Christ, all things are possible. We just have to remember to offer ourselves to him. So let's take a look at this morning's gospel reading. It is one that is familiar to us. We've all heard it many times before, right? Christ had been teaching all day long. It was late. The disciples look at him and say, "It's getting late. We need to get out of here. Why don't you dismiss the crowds," right? Because it's a desolate place. There's nothing really around. There's nowhere for them to eat. Send them home so they can go ahead and get something to eat. Then Christ looks at them and he says something amazing, right? He says, "You give them something to eat." And they look at him, and I can only imagine with this puzzled face kind of saying, "What do you mean, me? We only have a few loaves of bread and some fish. That's not enough to feed all of these people." And what does Christ say? He says, "Give it to me," right? He takes the little that they had. He takes a little bit of bread and some fish. And what does he do? He multiplies it. He multiplies it, and he says, the scripture tells us, that he fed 5,000 men, and that's not counting the women and children. So we can only imagine how many people were fed with the little bit that the apostles gave him. I want to read to you what a priest once wrote, said about this. He said, "One of the lessons to learn from this prophetic sign is that Christ brings his salvation," he says, "to the world in ways that require us to make an offering." Christ brings his salvation to the world in ways that require us to bring an offering. What he's saying is that we participate in it. And all of you know this is true. Think about the person we are celebrating these weeks now in this fast that we're in. Who is it? The Virgin Mary, right? And what did she do? She made an offering, didn't she? She offered herself to Christ. And what happened through that offering? He accepted that offering. He became man through her. And through her has given all of us the opportunity to find our salvation. Look at the apostles and the disciples. Look at what they were able to do. Could they have spread this message throughout the world alone? Absolutely not. They had to offer themselves to Christ. Christ took their offering, gave them the strength, the words, and the ability to spread his message throughout the known world. One last example is this liturgy here today, right? How does this happen with all of you? You make an offering. You first make an offering of the bread, you make an offering of the wine, and then you also offer yourselves. Your presence here is part of this. And what happens? With your offerings, Christ takes them and then he becomes present here with us through the Eucharist. That miracle happens because of you and your offering. The thing we have to remember, my friends and my family, as we continue with our week and with our day, that there are going to be things that are going to happen. And we are going to look at those things just like the apostles did, right? This is an impossible thing. There is no way I can do this. And you might be right. But in reality, if you make an offering of yourself to Christ, he will take it and he will help you accomplish the task that is set before you. If you make an offering of yourself to Christ, he will take whatever you can give him, however weak you might think it is, and he will make it possible. Again, my family in Christ, as we continue on with our week, let us remember the scripture reading. And let us remember that whatever we offer to Christ, he receives it, he multiplies it, and he assists us to continue moving forward for his glory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.